Hey there, we're Tali and Ophira Adut, identical twins and astrologers. Welcome to Astro Twins Radio, where we bring the stars down to Earth.
Could it be that we have a week ahead of us that is not full of frantic, frenetic, fiery energy, and instead offers us an opportunity to lay down our swords, to find some harmony, to ground ourselves, to opt for serenity over intensity? Well, call me a wishful thinker, but if the stars have anything to say about it, the answer is yes. Tali here from the Astro Twins with your weekly horoscope podcast for the week of May 6th through 12th, a relatively tame week, and I haven't been able to tell you that for a while. In fact, I think I've used the word intense more than I care to admit over the last 6 weeks. But as we ease into May, things are starting to feel a bit more serene. We do have Mars, the warrior planet, in Aries. And, you know, that's going on till June 6th. We talked about that last week. So it's not like everything's going to be, you know, a walking bliss bubble around here. But on Monday, May the 6th, Mercury, which rules our communication, our thought processes, how we exchange information, is making the third in a trio of connections to Chiron, the asteroid that we call the Wounded Healer. Chiron sits between Saturn, which is all about restriction, and Uranus, which is all about rebellion, and it kind of has to negotiate those two energies. So the symbol for Chiron is a key, because the thinking is that is the key, you know, once you can unlock the repression of Saturn, turn it into structure, and liberate yourself with Uranus, you kind of have this sage balance, this perspective, this wisdom. Now, Mercury, you know, can be buzzy and quick, and Chiron can be easily triggered and dysregulated. So when they met for the first time on March the 20th, it's possible that it stirred up, you know, they met in Aries, by the way, and all three of these Mercury Chiron conjunctions are in Aries. So, you know, it may have stirred up a little bit of discord or showed you where you were not quite feeling, you know, like all was well, where maybe you needed more independence, maybe you were finding yourself just having a very short fuse, and perhaps you thought, you know, I really need to resolve this. Well, then Mercury goes and turns retrograde on April 1st, the 25th, and midway through on April 15th, there was the second Mercury Chiron conjunction. This time Mercury was retrograde, so you may have, you know, rehashed some issues, needed to call a timeout. Perhaps you just felt like something was unresolvable, irreconcilable. You just had to cool down. So hopefully you have had your proper amount of time in the old timeout chair, because this Monday you get a chance to really finish, you know, close the loop on the drama. So whatever it is, expect, you know, it's not like you have to resolve everything on Monday, but you might feel like you have an enlightened perspective. Okay, you know what? I really was taking this personally. They weren't coming for me. Or hey, you know what? This is just not for me. The situation is not good for me. I can wish them well. It's not a match. I'm just, you can find yourself having, you know, some sort of conclusion this week about whatever has been stuck in your craw since the equinox. But, you know, it's okay, you know, to either walk away, to let it go, to, you know, or maybe decide that you've found a new strategy for fighting the good fight, because there are, you know, it's not always appropriate to, you know, just say, I'm just going to turn the other cheek. You know, that's not how change happens. But you may have an illuminating insight about a more strategic way of going about your mission. And if you need some help in the strategy department, well, Tuesday is the day when the year's only new moon in Taurus comes in and really brings this much-needed level-headed energy. This new moon is sextile to Saturn. Sextile means it's two signs apart, so there's a real friendly energy between the two. So Saturn is in Pisces now, two signs apart from Taurus, but it actually is just kind of a weird paradoxical energy because Saturn's very grounded and Pisces is super creative. And interestingly enough, Taurus has, a similar dynamic within its qualities. Taurus is an earth sign, so it is very sensible, but it's ruled by Venus, the sensuality and romance planet. So this new moon is kind of asking for a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. It's going to help us plan and slow down and really think things through. It's going to help us to simplify and get ourselves back into the realm of common sense. There's been a lot of emotion flying around, a lot of hot-headedness with all the Aries energy. We've seen, anger kind of spinning out. There have been clashes with protesters and police. Nobody can get on the same side. But this new moon in Taurus, new moons happen when the sun and moon are at the same degree in the sky. So the sun kind of being this main character energy, this power, and the moon being the supporting castmate, as we like to call it, on the emotional side of things, the nurturer. So they're aligning once a month in this way. The sky goes dark, so we kind of have this blank canvas. Obviously, what's happening out there in the world isn't working for anyone. We're not being able to, find agreement among the discord. And so this new moon may allow us to kind of calm down, come to the negotiation table, lean into some of that Venus desire for harmony and peace. Venus also rules Libra, which is the sign of balance. In Taurus, it more focuses on our values, our self-worth. What do we consider to be our humanitarian values for our survival here on this planet? Probably doesn't have a lot to do with killing each other, just a guess. But this, that hasn't been easy for a good part of the world to see with all the Aries energy. The eclipse in Aries last month, we had a solar eclipse on April 8th and Mercury was retrograde in Aries last month, and Aries is brave. Aries is courageous, but Aries doesn't always give us that long range view, whereas Taurus, being a sensible earth sign, can help us to take a breath and get ourselves centered again. On a personal level, this new moon is a great time for starting any kind of self-care routines and rituals, eating, planting. I mean, it's no surprise that it comes with spring. So get out there, get in your garden, start one on your windowsill, find a community garden. I just actually did my front yard landscaping. I have a little patch of a front yard, but just the other day, just even raking up leaves and breaking out the tree trimmer and getting a few branches down and, clipping off the tulips that had died. So sad to see them go. I don't know, just it lifted my mood. And being in nature, we forget. We're so disconnected from it. We forget how much of a mood booster and a remembrance of who we are it can be. So, I don't know. That's my PSA for the Taurus new moon. If you're not an outdoorsy person who likes to get their hand in the dirt, you can go enjoy the arts, too. Taurus is eleganza. This new moon is all about, go out for a lovely meal that's plated beautifully, farm to table. go meet friends for a walk through a gallery, or take an art class, take a ceramics class. There's a lot of drop-in ceramic studios I've seen popping up. And go ahead and put your hands in some clay, see what you can make. It's very this tactile energy. You could also, if you don't feel like doing anything, go get a massage. Let yourself be touched. Give hugs. Taurus loves that TLC. It reminds us to be in our bodies. That's something that with all the, you know, energy moving around in the world, anxiety, we can forget sometimes to really just connect and be in our own bodies. That's what I love about being out in nature. Walk in the grass barefoot. Do just anything you can to, you know, get the sensations moving on your own skin. That's what this new moon really would love for you. Now, Mother's Day weekend comes with a beautiful bonus. Just, you know, some icing on the cake of what we hope will be a much needed week that we could describe as lovely, a lovely week. May we all please have one, universe. So Mother's Day and all of Mother's Day weekend, the moon will be in Cancer. How perfect is that? Cancer is the sign of the mother. So if you are a mom or you're celebrating a mom, go on over to astrostyle.com. We have a weekly forecast that we do, and there you can find a little prescription for what to do to celebrate yourself or the mom of any sign. Oh, how perfect. My Cancer Dachshund Lux just strolled on up to me, and you might hear his little clipping of his paws. Yes, I am your mother. So that's a reminder to all the pet mothers and pet parents too, to celebrate yourselves because you are caring for and nurturing a life. I'm a pet mother, proud pet mother myself of little Lux, my dachshund. So we are wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day week and hopefully some what we like to call contagious ease coming your way to just smooth over all the rough spots. No, we're not talking about sweeping anything into denial, but with this new moon being in a cooperative angle to Saturn, it's like simplify, less is more, get things into routines, set up systems. Do you need to life hack anything? Is there an app that could really make your life a whole lot easier just for those everyday mundane things, whether it's tracking meals or putting outfits together with the clothes in your closet? Make AI your friend. All right. Short and sweet podcast this week. Next week, there's a lot of transits coming. So we're counting down these final days of Jupiter in Taurus. At the end of this month, on May 25th, Jupiter actually goes into Gemini, making its once-a-year switch. So lean into the Taurus vibes. Read about this Venus-ruled, beauty-loving Earth sign, the first of the three Earth signs with Virgo and Capricorn. It's all about planting seeds, dealing with stuff at the ground level, getting yourself centered and grounded as well. That's not an easy feat in the world we live in, but I know you can do it. I'll be back again next week. In the meanwhile, follow us on Instagram at AstroTwins and get your daily, weekly, monthly horoscopes at astrostyle.com.
As always, thanks for listening. You can discover more of your star power at astrostyle.com and be sure to follow us on social at AstroTwins. Join us next time for more cosmic fun.